Hilariously Melbourne.
Hey, I've got some information here that just might be fun for us to dissect. The best job for your star sign has been revealed by famous astrologers.
Wow.
Man. I know you'll be right into
I assume this every one of them is yoga instructor.
I don't
Do you believe in that?
I didn't know. This is not on the rundown.
No, I know. Surprise and delight.
Righto.
Okay, now I've just honed in on our star signs. So if anybody,
you an Aries?
I'm in a Pisces. But I want to start with the Taurian in the room. Nick Cody is a Taurus. These are the jobs that would be best suited to you, Nick. A chef.
Can't cook. Yep.
A designer.
Look how I'm dressed.
And a builder.
The softest hands you'll ever touch. Honestly, softer than a baby's bottom, these hands. Have never done an actual day's work.
Okay.
I'm starting to believe these things are wrong sometimes.
Feb. Would you like to know yours, Feb?
I'd love to know, Fiona.
Okay. Capricorn. Jobs, banker. Oh gosh, this is terrible.
Mate, the only good banker I am is when I play Monopoly.
I know.
Best banker.
You're no good with money. In fact, you're on an allowance from your wife. Yeah. I love it.
And he uses it on buying weapons for Call of Duty on PlayStation.
Oh, right, you too. I didn't butt in on yours, Mr. Bob the Builder.
I threw myself under the bus.
Jesus. Give me some more.
A theatre owner.
Yeah, I could own a theatre. Doesn't even have to be there.
What? Showgirls. That's not a theatre.
Kittens.
Theatre owner. A publisher.
But
no, I am. I got three books.
Damn. Three. Oh,
Nick.
He does have a few books.
I mean, three.
But how many have you written?
I wrote three. What are you talking about?
Well, do we count the ghostwriter? Where do we pop them
no,
in?
But the ghostwriter writes
uses
everything.
Your words.
Yes, and I spoke into a dictaphone. And then he jotted everything down.
Right, okay.
So that's how you write a book, man.
And what about the other books? That's one
Is
book.
It?
What were the other books?
The two kids' books.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they were great. Oh, we've got those.
Yeah, they're
I read
great
one
book.
To Daisy
yeah.
recently.
Yeah, great books.
And she's broken out in a rash.
And then my job. So I'm a Piscean.
Is that
so
it?
Piscean. Yeah, that cool. was you only get three
Do you want
jobs.
Me to read yours?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's on your phone.
It's on my phone. Oh, wasn't it just
sneaky.
Got cut off the
no, no one wanted to read yours. I want to hear yours. Go read yours then.
Mine are an artist.
Yep.
So I'm happy with that.
A
musician.
Hold on, you're getting dings.
I'm happy with a musician.
Well, who's you?
I'm good with music, aren't I?
Yep.
Or a wellness teacher.
Oh, yuck.
That's wow. Fun. You eat chocolate Starts before 7 a.m.
What's my lucky numbers? What's my lucky numbers?
It doesn't have lucky numbers. It's just jobs. It was jobs that suit our star signs. Mm.
That was so far off, weren't they?
Yeah, they were so bad.
What was I? A you builder, were... chef.
And a designer.
And a designer. Clearly haven't seen. Maybe maybe my parents lied about when I was born. That's the only way. Maybe I wasn't April 30. Who knows?
Feb, what are you doing? You're just looking. He was giving you the up and down the once over.
Thanks,
it's like his growth got stunned when he was younger, maybe. I don't know.
I'm 5'11".
You are not.
I am 6'2 and a half.
You are about 5'3".
7 foot flat.
Your legs are about 1 metre.
I don't know how this went from you being a fashion designer to something your height.
I was looking at his fashion. I was looking up and down, and I'm like...
Clothes that I'm wearing.
He'd look good if he was on the barracks at an army barracks. You got the MASH look.
I don't think you've seen MASH.
It's army colours.
Orange and...
That's an army colour.
Well, look,
and maybe an army of tigers.
In the studio.
I don't know.
What do you mean? All right, I'll Google it.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Melbourne suburb is under attack, and I won't have it.
Yes.
Victoria's top tourism town finalists have been announced. There's Aries Inlet, Apollo Bay.
Yep.
Yep. Avoca, beautiful spot up there in Avoca. I've been there.
Where is that, Boxy?
It's up near Malden and Castlemaine.
Oh, yeah, Castlemaine,
Central.
Yeah, so Bendigo.
Yeah, that way.
Beautiful.
Lovely, great wineries. A lot of expected places. Port Fairy, San Remo, just before Phillip Island. We always used to stop there for our
fish and
ice
chips.
Great Dairy Bell.
Yeah, fish and chips.
And then we'd have ice cream for dessert.
Yeah, best.
Beautiful spots. But one of the towns that has been nominated is Copping Flack, and that is our very own Frankston.
Whoa. And why is that in there?
What?
I love Frankston.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah, but I love Frankston.
I, you know, this is the thing. I love Frankston too because Frankston is beautiful. For all the rubbish that it's copped over the years, yeah, people having a crack and all the jokes about Frankston, you can't get a better location.
Ripper
that
Beach.
That is a beautiful spot.
Mate, Oliver's Hill is one of the most beautiful sites in Melbourne. You go up that hill, they've got clifftop, beautiful houses. I don't understand how Frankston
isn't
the best place in Melbourne because the views are unbelievable. The beach is beautiful. It's actually got proper sand. Not like Port Melbourne or out here with the crappy sand. It is actual proper sand.
Well, see, everybody's having a crack saying you can't put Frankston in there with Apollo Bay like chalk and cheese. It shouldn't be there. And even a Sydney-based produced television show, A Current Affair. Yeah. I love Tracy.
I love A Current Affair.
But they're having a crack. They were interviewing people and asking them the names they refer to Frankston as.
So what do people call Frankston? What are the names?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one.
What else? Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. Yeah, that's another one. I know. Feralville.
Feralville.
Franger.
Franger.
Yeah, but that's just a Aussie term. Aussie, you know, making it shorter.
They're doing street talk now.
Mate, street talk in Frankston was, oh, wow. There are some feral people in Frankston.
20 years ago.
They're the best people. They are. They're the best. Mate, I used to go out there all the time. 21st. Alex is not far from there. Grew up. I grew up in Narre Warren, not far from Frankston. Used to go out 21st Century. Mate, any nightclub or pub with a revolving dance floor is a tick.
Can I just actually stylist just have a revolving dance floor?
It's the best.
131060, let's open the phones. Let's make this a debate or a conversation. Do you defend Frankston? Are you from Franger? Have you had great times in Franger? I went to the sand exhibition down there once. That's lovely.
Pardon? They make
it's called
on the
beach.
No, they make the sculptures.
They
unbelievable.
Do sculptures by the sea. That's
huge.
In Frankston.
Stays there for a month. How do they keep that sand up?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I always wonder.
I think they put glue in it.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. They've got a great footy ground. Right there
have
on the
that?
Water.
You played
Frankston
in the footy?
Yeah, kick 10. But played there. They play. They
ground.
Play in the VFL. Beautiful, beautiful ground with an old sort of 120-year-old grandstand.
Mm.
It's beautiful. Stunning.
I mean, you are doing a great. This is a great argument to make Frankston the best town. We're going to try to do it. We're going to do this for Frankston. We want them to win the award. George from Frankston. George, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
George, do you think your wonderful suburb there deserves this honour?
It's horrible, guys. No one come down there. I'm telling you now, especially during the hot summer days, like it's already packed there. It's horrible. Don't come down there, guys. It's ridiculous. Don't come down there. I don't want you guys to blow it up. It's no good.
Actually,
everyone stay away.
George, is this what has happened? Because I feel like, and I've grown, you know, growing up in Melbourne, I'd always heard about Frankston.
Yeah.
And it did, you know, when I was growing up, it didn't have the best reputation. But maybe that was a ploy from the get-go. I reckon the locals have been saying
don't
that.
Don't touch our paradise.
Because you don't, because when I remember the first time I went to Frankston, I said, this is a lovely spot.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, maybe it's like the new Williamstown, because Williamstown used to be Dogtown.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it was just dogs on the loose there, and it was a rotten joint in the 80s. And now it's
the turn. Right. Okay, George, we'll try and keep people away, but Michael may not help that. Michael, you're from Frankston too.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic place. I grew up there, I moved away and I came back. It's got the best beach, best nightclub, as Fev would know.
100%.
And with the revolving dance floor, went there many a time.
It's a great place. And they got the pub. There's not many places in Melbourne suburbs that in the main street have four pubs on each corner. Look at like literally
what, highway.
You get kicked out from one and you just stroll across the road to the other one and you'd go to all four in one night.
Is this the best. Gold Coast?
And then Macca's is next. It's pretty much the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast to the south.
Yeah. But isn't there also, and I've done my research here. I did read an article about this. Aren't there also strip clubs on each corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what makes it even better.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Lucas from Frankston. Are you born and bred, Lucas?
Yep, Nick. How can you even compare Werribee to us?
True.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. Come on now. Frankston is the ultimate. It is the only place that isn't developed yet on the beach and is going to be huge.
It is going to be big.
You should defend it harder for Alex.
I am defending hard. Don't worry, my vote is in. What they're going to do to that foreshore is going to be unbelievable. It'll be the greatest place in Melbourne.
We're in the finals now. Wait until that's all done.
Be number one. Easy, Lucas. Franga. Woo!
Well, there you go.
I went to school with Alex. She'd be sitting there going, Fev.
You went to school with Schnooksy. What was she like? Was a young Lucas. Schnooksy like?
She was good. She was quiet.
Thanks.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, Fee, we've been trying to get this guest for a few years now. You love this guest, but I'm going to introduce the other guest first. Now, we've got a lovely man by the name of Graham McTavish, and he is...
Don't. Dougal?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yes.
No, what do you mean?
But our special guest for you, Fifi, we've been trying to get him for years.
I don't believe you.
Sam Ewan!
Fifi.
Now, Sam, we've been trying to get you for a long time. We've also,
she's actually
crying.
Oh no!
Sorry, Graham. We'll get to you, mate. But this has been amazing moment.
It's so interesting. So... This is exactly the reaction every time I see Sam.
Very similar. You think. Yeah.
Graham, Sam, oh my gosh. No, I'm actually an experienced broadcaster, but this is weird because, Sam, they have been stitching me up for years, pretending to get you all the time, and I never imagined that you'd be here, and this is lovely.
Hi. That's so good. Well done, guys.
That's wonderful.
Now, Sam, this is what's happened because our executive producer, his boyfriend, is Scottish. So we played a stitch-up on Fee and he acted like you.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Ewan here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. We're on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show and maybe see you soon.
He's actually more Scottish than I am.
He's much more Scottish.
Yeah, he overcooked it, I think.
He's proper Scottish.
Scots to the max.
And then we also got a birthday message for Fifi from also you, Sam.
Hang on. Fifi, I'd like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's you!
Happy birthday, Boxing!
Oh, this is great.
Oh, it's really awkward.
It's a real life thing now.
I can't wait for the next wind-up. It'll be in person this time.
Well, last time, I think Fee thought you may have been coming on, Sam, and instead she got Carol Baskin from Tiger King, and she was quite let down.
Hey, I mean, very similar. As well. Yes, we have the same hairstyle and X number of X's.
I have to be honest though, to have both of you, yes. I never imagined I'd have Jamie Fraser and Dougal, both of you, because Graham, I am a huge fan of yours as well. I'm an Outlander fan. But also, two men in kilts. I mean, I have followed both of you even further, which will not surprise you, to your wonderful series, which is fantastic. And the fact that you two are mates, I love. How did you end up going into this, into, you know, obviously your television series together?
Yeah, so it was kidnapping. was a lot to do.
I wouldn't say mates more than, you know, prisoner and
hostage.
I tell you what, that I would never have believed when I met Sam, which is now 8 years ago, nearly 9 years ago, that I would have been going on a camper van trip with him and writing two books. That I would never have imagined that. But yeah, we got to know each other on the show and we became friends. And then we both had this shared love of Scotland and history and the landscape and the people. And we wanted to do something to reflect that. So we ended up climbing into a camping van together, which is obviously what we would do, and explore Scotland.
I've got a wedding in Scotland, middle of 2023. There's a comedian, Daniel Sloss, Scottish bloke, who's getting married. I'm going to get to wear a kilt for the first time.
Jocks or no jocks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, jocks or no jocks?
Tips. Well, no, firstly, obviously, no jocks. I mean, you can wear like underwear, but it has to be very, very small. G-string. Preferably kind of stringy, and and a kilt. Your kilt should always, you know, be about mid thigh.
Yes.
Perfect.
Interesting. Okay? I was wondering why you wore yours like that.
Yes. Always, or make sure, you know, the shorter the better, really.
Guys, yeah, I've had a book put in my hands. This is exciting. So I can get back involved in the chat that I've been waiting 5 years for.
Fee is the true professional, and we have really sprung this on.
The Clanlan's Almanac. This looks fantastic. What's it about?
What is it about? Yes, well, obviously, this is the Clanlan's Almanac. We obviously went on a road trip, and we wrote our first book, and we had such a good time, and we had so much material. We really wanted to go and put all of that other material into this new book. And also this book reflects, I guess, the time we spent shooting Men in Kilts. So it's a different format to the first book. It's a calendar year in Scotland, and basically just a celebration of everything we love about Scotland, about the culture, the heritage, the tradition.
Now, you've done Scotland, You're from Scotland. Is there any chance that you'll go to other countries, write a book in a camper van and travel around those countries? Because that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Like Australia, because like I could join you.
Yeah, it's a bigger country.
I would say that we would definitely.
We need one of those, like, you know, those sort of lorry trains. They're like, you know, they go on
road trains.
They're massive. Yeah, road trains. Right. And we need one of those. And we could have separate parts of it as well.
Carry Jeep.
Well, I can't believe this falls on me to wrap up the interview that I'd like to keep talking to you both all morning. But to have two of the finest actors, Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish, to have you both on the show. I've been waiting a long time for this, so thank you so much. And this fantastic book, The Clanlan's Almanac. This is a great, we've got Christmas not far away, a great Christmas gift.
Yes, great Christmas gift.
I think you're both wonderful, and this has been a real treat.
Yeah, boys, just make sure you write another book.
Oh, thank you.
Write another book soon so we can get you back on, because she's not going to stop talking about this.
We would love to. We'd love to be in person next time.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you. So I'm going to do a weird selfie moment, because that's me, and I'll never forget this. Graham, Sam, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Fifi, Fevan, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Yesterday we were talking about a great app that you can get. It's a relaxation app called Laughscape. And it's sort of a...
Well, it's a comedic one.
Comedic take on it, isn't it? Because usually you get a lot of celebrities doing, like Matthew McConaughey, doing very...
He's so serious. You know what I've heard about him? He's one of those blokes that'll drop and do push-ups anywhere.
Which makes me hate him so much.
You can't just do push-ups in front of strangers.
Now, Nick Cody, you've done this. It's developed by great comedian Max Price.
Yes.
Now, Max has gotten some brilliant comedians like yourself. And what he does, I believe, is he gets you into a sound booth.
Yep.
And just gives you a little bit of inspiration, and then says, just talk.
You've got 25 minutes on a topic of your choosing to just talk through a story on a thing you'd love to talk about, but you take it slowly, you take your time, because these stories are to relax people, put them to sleep, but while they get to have a laugh.
I love it. Can we hear a bit of you, Nick?
I'd probably go to Thailand because I'm a bogan. I love it. I don't know why I enjoy Thailand. I've only been there 3 times. In each of those 3 times, I've copped really brutal food poisoning and been sunburnt beyond recognition. But beers are a dollar. So there I go again.
Very good, Nick. Very good. Very funny.
Very relaxing.
Then we were very surprised to find our executive producer, Leon Shergren, had done one.
Leon got in the mix.
Now, I don't know why Leon was in there. He's funny, but this is creepy.
As you walk through sludge under your feet.
Sludge.
You hear an acoustic guitarist playing cover of Wonderwall. It's the 5th time you've heard that song today. You still stop and you watch. The lyrics seem to really touch you this time.
This is creepy. Sounds like he's going to the toilet.
I'll make sure you lock the doors before you go to sleep. It's always good. Just double check the windows and stuff. But there's like Ryan Shelton on there.
Oh, yeah,
Ryan, Ryan Shelton. He bores you to sleep listing his favourite furniture first to last. Like there's very silly. Dave Thornton, things that annoy Dave Thornton.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Like... Ben Russell, bored to sleep by soup. He just talks you through different soups.
Well, good man, BR.
There was a suggestion that because the idea is you don't get scripts, you just have to let your brain just talk.
Yes.
It's a bit like radio. Leon suggested that, he suggested Fev and I have a go. I'm just thinking we're time poor. I reckon we just go straight to you, Fev.
Hey, hang on.
Hold on. I just give Fev a topic.
Back that bus up, mate.
So we're skipping over you, Fee.
We do you now. And if you want to do me Monday between 6 and 6.15 because it could be.
Well, let's have a crack. Okay, I'll quickly go first. So
what would you speak about?
Well, don't just you give me a topic.
You've got a day off all by yourself. Don't have to look after kids, nothing to do.
Okay.
What do you do in that day?
Okay. I'm driving home from work.
You still got to work. It's a day off. You've wrecked it already. Oh, God. I'm off to see the accountant. Make sure my BASS is paid on time. What are you doing, Fee?
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Better go to the dentist. Get that root canal.
I'll take her all day to go check all the houses that she's got.
I'll try again. I open my eyes. Do I start at the start of the day?
Do I start at the work on your day?
Hang on. Mate, you're sitting at home. You're on the couch. There's no kids. Okay, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm on the couch and I reach out along the nice velour grey fabric and I find my phone. I pick up my phone.
What a porno.
And what are you doing? I'm getting to it. And I scroll and find Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
I flick to the menu and scroll through Thai, Italian, Mexican. And I get to desserts. Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Krispy Kremes. What will today have in store? There we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
My favourite bit of that whole experiment, for everyone listening at home or in the cars or on the listener app. Yes. Your daughter Trixie's in here. She was looking at you with, what is my mum doing?
I just heard Ben and Jerry's.
She goes, Ben and Jerry's.
We're on
here. Oh, sick.
Beefy, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We surprised Nick Cody, who got off his P's on Saturday, 34, and finally off his P's.
Thank you. I'm a big boy now.
You are a big boy.
Off the diapers.
And we arranged a big boy car for you. We surprised you with a $350,000 Ferrari.
Shut up and
drive.
To cruise around in.
My mate, Big Ange.
The owner of the car.
Good man.
Well, we hired it for an hour.
Yeah. And that's what it was designed for, the streets of South Melbourne. Just bam, up to 40. Bam, 40, well, back down.
I didn't realise how many pedestrian crossings and speed humps there were around these streets.
Neither did I was flying through them. I'm in a Ferrari. There's no time to stop.
What you missed, though, Nick, and it was nearly an epic fail for radio and for you because we only had the car for an hour and we timed, the whole idea was we were coming out of an ad break and I was going to, Fev had you standing down on Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, and I was going to drive around the corner and ta-da, here's the car that you get to drive. But what you missed was the chaos in the previous 5 minutes because I couldn't drive the car and we very nearly didn't get it to you.
It was tricky.
Well, you got in the car. Nothing about it straightforward.
No.
There's no gear stick.
There's a button called, I believe, launch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that. No one's pressing that.
It was impossible to get in gear to turn on. Now, Darcy, our wonderful producer, she escorted me down to the car.
This explains it all.
Well, I know. Can you imagine? Well, Feb, you don't have to imagine. I'm going to play it for you. Yes, this was Darcy and I. We were about 2 minutes away from being live on the radio presenting you with the car. This is what was going down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I didn't know where to put the key. I don't know how to move the seat.
Do you want to start
and
again?
I don't know how to move the car.
Do you need to be over there?
I'm so scared. I can't see out the back. Where's the handbrake?
Oh, here. Oh, there's no handbrake.
There's no handbrake.
We're just trying to work out where the handbrake is.
Where's the handbrake? I'm getting anxiety. Oh, my God.
Good tune.
Very hot. Then I press the accelerator.
Oh yeah, we're right. Oh. There's no handbrake.
How do I get out of reverse? Oh. It's still in reverse. It's still in reverse. I can't get out of reverse.
Oh, I want to press more.
Who gave you the car?
Fee cracks it.
No tips?
No, this was the funny thing. I got in it.
Did you steal a Ferrari?
Well, but I you know, as having done radio for a long time, I did have, Josiah, you were in my ear saying 40 seconds to go
yeah.
to we're live on air. Yeah. And I did not know what I was going to do because we were about to just go, well, I'm over on Coventry Street, guys, and I cannot move this car. And it nearly, very nearly ended up being a ruined surprise. And this is the thing about surprises. When you plan surprises, and we're going to open the phones, 13 10 60, have you had a surprise ruined? I'm talking surprise parties, gender reveals. Oh, it's when you don't cool. think it through. Because, and I'm going to take you back to my 18th, and my mum, if she's listening, it was a wonderful idea. So mum thought, I'll get together all Fee's friends and I'll have them at the house and surprise her. Now, we lived next door to my grandparents at the time. So I was coming home from my job. I was working when I was 18. I was doing my little shift at Meyer Eastland there in the jewellery and watch department. I was, mum came and picked me up. I couldn't drive yet because obviously I was just turning 18.
I get it.
And as we were driving down the, as we were driving down the driveway, I sort of looked out the window and all my friends' cars were parked in my grandparents' driveway.
Come on.
I remember going, I'm like, mum, you didn't, how did you not think that bit through?
What are the odds?
Why are all my friends' cars at my grandparents'? So when I was walking up the stairs and they did the big surprise, I was well across this
guy. Already knew.
Taylor in Ringwood. Hi, Taylor.
How you going, guys?
Good, Taylor. How did one of your surprises get ruined?
Well, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really go to much effort for anyone, but when I do, I like to go hard. So my sister was turning 30 and I went to the effort of organising a surprise party for her, making sure I got all the balloons from my manager at the party shop and got all the confetti and got all the food and got all the drinks and the Donald Trump face piñatas. Only for a day before the party, my sister messaged me to go, hey, is you throwing me a surprise party? And I said, yeah, how did you find out? She goes, one of my friends asked me if it was at your house or mine.
Who's the friend who goes to the person whose party it is and says, where is this party? Like, that's so annoying, Taylor.
Considering that I rented an entire hall out for it.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why you don't do anything, Taylor. Just go back to doing that.
Just don't.
Yeah, my my sister flew over to Edinburgh the other year when I was doing Edinburgh Fringe Festival, surprised me with the Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss. Yeah. They organised it to surprise me. But it caught me so off guard that I was told to meet a friend at a pub at a certain time that I walked in and saw her and said, hey, Leah, what do you want to drink? Like, my brain couldn't compute
that she was there.
And she was shattered.
Oh, I bet.
But my brain just was like, oh, yeah, my sister's here.
That's
amazing. And then I went to the bar and went, what?
That's really
my
funny.
Own brain ruined it.
Jake from Botanic Ridge. Jake, did you have a surprise backfire or get ruined?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Jake.
I organised a baby shower for my partner.
Yeah.
Our first baby. Organised the in-laws to come over from overseas. Only for her to check her Snapchat maps on the way in. And she goes, why is all my friends and family at my house?
Snapchat maps. Of course.
What? Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
One of the best sleeps I have had in 2.5 years happened on Friday night. Our son, my wife and I, our son Charlie, 2.5-year-old Charlie, we love him. But he sleeps in bed with us. There's a cot in our room and then he'll kick off at about 11. We go, get in here, champion. And then he sleeps in bed with us. And then generally wakes up about 5:30. It's his breakfast time. We go, it's not. It's ages away. But now we're up. He's got his own bedroom.
Ooh.
He got his own bedroom on Friday.
Is this because baby two is approaching?
Baby two's on its way. We've got a queen size bed. There's a 33-week pregnant woman, myself, a big unit, and a little toddler. Just, it's too much space. It's like Tetris. There's not a lot of wiggle room in that bed. So he's moved into his own room, and we were pumping him up all last week. He was moving in on Friday.
Big boy
all
week, room.
Big dog.
Woo!
Own bedroom. His mates have all got it, so we could just name drop his mates. They've all got their own room. Bedroom's the best. He moved in on Friday. Big Bluey poster on the wall. Balloons.
Yeah.
He was so excited, and he slept really well. Friday and Saturday night.
That was great prep, though. You you tricked him into getting excited about it.
I think kids are just looking to see what the adult's vibe is. It's like when they stack. If you go, oh what's wrong? And then they cry. Yeah. But if you say, toughen up, mate, you'll get another toe back. You know, they'll go, all right, maybe it will grow, you know. Mistakes happen. But last night, of course, the first night that he's sleeping in the other room, and my wife and I are in bed, in our bed, in our room. He just kicked off all night.
Oh. Really?
I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. He woke up at 11, at 1, at 2.
Just getting back in.
3. No, I figured something else out because we've got a monitor.
Oh, yeah.
A little audio monitor. It's in his room and in our room, of course, we can hear him. Yeah, just slowly fade the volume down so it sounds like he's settling himself. Okay, good to go.
Oh,
I can hear something down the hallway, but it can't be him. I know.
It's cute.
Do you go in when he's kicking off?
Yeah, I have to go in.
Yeah,
I don't want him getting used to my wife being in there helping him out. So I've got to go in and just telling him lies.
Like what?
That's what you end up doing, mate. If you sleep, more Bluey posters. Like I'm on eBay. I'm trying to find stuff. Just lying.
We have our kids in our bed all the time. I've had kids in the bed ever since I've met Alex. All the time in our bed. All like Toby's in there. We've never had a cot in our bed. They sleep perfectly. I might not sleep the best, but.
You got a king size bed.
Super king.
You're not even near him.
Yeah, that's mate,
Charlie is get as close to me.
Down, get a bigger bed.
Charlie's as close to me in another room as your child is to you on a king, on one of those super king mattresses.
Yeah, but they're next to you.
Like, they're not in a super king. They're ages away.
Hilariously Melbourne.